Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, Kof, thank you, Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Pei Rav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the top, the Goinev Nefesh. The Goinev Nefesh mi Yisol, Ein Echai Vatshach Nisenu, Lerushusai. The Mishnah says that one who kidnaps a Yisol is not liable until he takes him into his premises. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Vatshach Nisenu, Lerushusai, Vishtamish Boi, Shneemar Vishameh Boi, Lemuchoi, should say. The reader says he's not liable until he takes him into his premises and makes him work, as it says in Dvarim Perek Chof Daled Pasuk Zayin, and if he treats him as a slave and sells him. V'yechem Ben-Roike says if one kidnaps his son, he's liable, the Chachamim exempt. V'yehuda says if one kidnaps a half-slave, half-free man, he's liable, and the Chachamim exempt. And the Gemara says, Azhar l'geneva ha-rishayna min'ayin, lo tignayv. Azhar l'geneva ha-shniya min'ayin, lo tignayvu. The Gemara asks, which law forbids the first theft of a ben Sarah Meireh? That's the issue of lo tignayv. This is in the Asasa Dibbus, it forbids also kidnapping. Which law forbids the second theft? That's lo tignayvu, which is in Parshas Kedoshim, which forbids stealing money. Lo tignayvu amnas lemaket. In order to travel means even if he intends to return it, in order to pay kefel or to pay 4 or 5 to one who would not accept a gift. The Bagbag says, don't steal back yours from the thief, lest you look like a thief. Quoting Rabbi Hoshe said that Ben Sarah Meireh is liable only if he stole coins. Rabbi Zeira, b'shem Rabbi Hoshe, ain't a chayav ad shizal v'mois. And Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Hoshe, said that he's liable only if he cheapens coins. Mois shizal v'mois, man kaimen. The Gemara asks, what does it mean he cheapens coins? What's the case? In bo, dama, heilecha, chameshev, havli, talatha, shetu. If he says, here are 5 dinarim, give to me 3 dinarim worth of meat, he's a fool. Heilecha, talatha, Havli Chamisha Ba'anashu. If he says, here are 3, give to me meat worth 5, this is a normal person who tries to get a bargain. Hadiken and Kaiman Bo Ba'odama Ha'elecha Chamisha Ba'elecha Havli Chamisha. The answer is rather we discuss one who says, here are 5, give to me meat worth 5. At a time when a meat is cheap, he didn't need so much. Heyedeinu Ganav, Heyedeinu Gazlan. What is a Ganav and what is a Gazlan? Amr Vila, Ganaf Bnei Edim, Ganaf Bnei Bailim, Prozenu. Vila answers that one who steals in front of witnesses is a Ganaf, one who steals in front of the owner is a Gazlan. Amr Vzeira Mi'ata Filinis Kavin Lagoizla or Labala Azla Ein Zagazlan. That Vzeira rejects this and says that even if he intended to steal the item and the owner, this is not a Gazlan. The Kinavay is called a Ganaf, Goinavish. Hedenu Gozlin al de Vzeira. If so, according to Vzeira, what is a Gazlan? Rav Shmuel bar Sosota b'shem Rav Yavo adjigzol b'fnei asor b'nei adam. A second answer is Rav Shmuel bar Sosota said in the name of Rav Yavo that he must steal in front of 10 people. Binyan Av shebekulam b'igzos achanas mi'ala mitzi v'goyimah. The Binyan Av being the source case for all of them to teach that gezel is taking openly by force is the passage that says and he stole the spear from the hand of the Egyptian, etc. Ma time of Yochanan b'boikah b'bnei Yisol ma time under Rabbanan. What's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan ben Reuke who obligates the kidnapping his own son? It says anyone means mi b'nei Yisol. What's the reason for Chacham who exempts? It says me echav means from his brothers but not from his sons. Matam and Rabbi Yehuda me echav afilu miksas echav matam and Rabbanan me echav at shehi kulik echav. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda who obligates one who kidnaps a half slave? It says me echav means and even one who is half from his brothers means halfway. What is the reason of Rabbanan? Me'echav, he must be totally his brother, means totally free.